He's all about pizza. How about Buddy's Pizza, home of the original Detroit-style pizza, bringing its flavor from the Motor City to our Beer City, USA? And you bet there's a great combination. We are here to talk about, hows, whys, what, whens, and maybe get a sniff of pizza before we are done. So let's talk to those involved. Matt Hecker, appreciate you. Glad that you're in studio.
Thanks a lot, Shelley. Happy to be here.
Great. And, man, we got a couple Jeffs setting up visuals and more thanks to how they get the word out. Wow, Buddy's Pizza. Now, I'm going to cut right to the chase. Are you deep dish?
We are deep dish.
Oh, then I'm putting in my order right away, my friend. None of the small, thin crisps in my life, but it's all about pizza in general. 101s of Buddy's Restaurant Pizzeria. Matt, share. What are your 101s? Tell me about Buddy's.
Oh, here we go. This is it. We are Detroit, the original Detroit-style square pizza. Okay, we started it all in 1946.
Should do the math on that one. Yes, that's before you were born.
It sure was.
Me too.
Yes, easily. So we started in a little pizzeria called Buddy's Pizza at 6 Mile and Conant in Detroit. Gus Guerrera wanted to start serving pizza, and he wanted to do a Sicilian style, and he was looking for something to cook it in. Well, he ends up finding these blue steel pans that the automotive industry was using.
Which you brought into studio, thank you.
Yeah, to hold nuts and bolts. For manufacturing cars. So he got a hold of this, and he turned it over to one of his girls and said, do you think you could cook a pizza in this? Well, they put their artisan dough in there, which is just simply water, salt, yeast, flour. That's it. Okay? Of course, it's mixed together. Put it in there, double stretched it, proofed it for 2 hours, so it gives you a nice, light, and airy crust instead of a lot of dough. So it's almost like a focaccia bread. It's very, very good. And then we top that off with, we put our pepperoni right on the dough. Okay. And if you don't get pepperoni, then your cheese is going right on the dough. Yep. The cheese then drips down the sides, caramelizes along the edges. The corners especially are very, very good. The way the pans are made, they're folded in the corners. That's where all the good stuff is. Then at the... We top it off with Wisconsin brick cheese, as I mentioned, and then we finally put sauce on the top. And you can put whatever toppings you want on it.
Nice. And that's how it's made today.
That's how it's still made today, 73 years later.
Matt, why did Buddy's Pizza decide to come to Grand Rapids finally?
Had to. By popular demand, actually. We're late to the party. We're about 20 years late. We wanted to be out here sooner, but it wasn't in the cards. We're here now. We're already scouting different locations in the area, too. But we're so happy to be out here. We have a lot of friends out here, and we want to take care of our fans.
So you are to be located where in Grand Rapids?
We are at 4061 28th Street Southeast. That's in Kentwood. It's about a mile east from the Woodland Mall. We open tomorrow as our grand opening.
Cool. What do you have in store for us,
Matt? Well, for the first 100 people in line, we have free pizza for a year.
What? How does that work?
Yep. Well, what it does is you get in line. If you're part of the first 100 people, we'll give you certificates, and you'll be getting a large 8-square, 2-topping pizza every month for a year.
That's at 2:30 tomorrow?
2:30 tomorrow.
I'm going to be at 2:30 tomorrow. Maybe in line. You open then. Are you serving that evening? Are you serving at 2:30?
We are serving, actually. We're actually currently in our soft open right now. But we can tell people. The kids are getting better. We've got a great group of people. Very happy, very, very buddies-like. So we are open for dinners right now as we speak.
You are certainly following the call of West Michigan to give back to the community because you have a special relationship with the Grand Rapids Children's Museum.
We sure do. It's in our nature to partnership with organizations that share our own beliefs. Okay, so a children's museum was kind of a no-brainer. We've been there. It's such an adorable little place. I think they've been in the area for 30 years. We met with the people. The place was packed. Yep. It's very It's
should have gone up and played in the bubbles.
I'm a little large for that. Oh. Maybe too much pizza for that. But it's very good to watch the kids get away from the electronics and really do hands-on and walk around. And just the whole social interaction of the museum is great. But we have partnered with some other great institutions back east. The DIA, the Henry Ford Museum.
Nice.
The Detroit Zoo, and others.
And yes, and soon you will be partnering with more West Michiganders.
That's correct.
And we look forward
community
to that.
Involvement, absolutely.
Yes. A couple more questions. First of all, obviously you're hiring local talent to be your servers and your makers.
We are. We're still hiring. We're a little short on servers. The ones we have are dynamite, but we are still hiring at this point.
All right, and obviously not all will be having the classic pepperoni. You offer gluten-free square pizza, my friend.
That's correct. We offer a number of different ones. I know thin's not your favorite, but we do make a...
You make a thin for...
We make a thin using our original crust, so it's actually just half the amount of dough. It's very good. We do have a gluten-free, which is very popular, and we do have a multigrain crust as well.
Great. What is it about pizza that we like? Why do we love our pizza? And again, I'm speaking personally, but that's why I run for pizza. But yeah, it's just good, isn't it?
Meat and cheese and dough and everything on there is just so tasty. With us, our Wisconsin brick cheese that we use has a very, very high butterfat content. So that's what makes it very buttery and very good.
Will you also serve, and I'll go there, drinks, salads, other opportunities?
We absolutely do. We're known for our pizza, but we have a full lineup of fresh hamburgers. Our antipasto salad is very well known. Our house dressing is famous, at least on the east side, and hopefully soon to be here. We have a full bar. And we have a lovely establishment to eat all this in. It can accommodate large groups. We have a nice patio for people to sit on. The decor is modern industrial, and we've brought some elements from Detroit and put them in the store that people can kind of look and...
Well, a lot of us that live here in West Michigan have some history in the Detroit area, so that's always nice to be reminded that we're all in this state together. Matt Heckert with us, again, talking Buddy's Restaurant Pizzeria, opening formally today. And what again? Tomorrow. But yeah. Today is the special.
No, tomorrow.
No, oh, it is no, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. It's tomorrow
Tuesday.
At 2:30. No, that's fine. I thought the
tomorrow
same thing.
The first 100 people in line get that year of free pizza.
That's correct.
Nice. 28th Street. Where else does Buddy's Pizza plan to expand?
Well, we're looking at some more sites out on the west side, but currently we are building one in Plymouth, Michigan. Woodhaven, which is downriver, and we're actually going down into the heart of Detroit, which is at the Madison Building, the old Madison Theater, which is right around Grand Circus Park, right across the street from Comerica.
Big popular area. All right, so back to full circle, that blind pig that sat on the corner of 6 Mile and Conant in Detroit, goodness he did, right?
That's correct.
That's what happened. That's how Buddy's Rendezvous Pizzeria started back then. Of course, always ask that question of history, and you can as you open again formally tomorrow. All right, and little birdie tells me no pizza in studio today, but either get myself in line tomorrow or we'll work something out, because I've got to do a little taste test and do a little chewing on air, right?
Correct.
So we'll turn this into a two-parter.
Thanks, Shelley.
All right, my friend, one more time. Details for tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 2:30, be there, be square. You'll want to get there early. The first 100 people who show up will receive Buddy's Pizza for a year for free. So we hope to see you then. Ribbon cuttings at 2:30. Jeff will be there with me. Come and try some of the best pizza, and you'll be proud of it.
Nice. Thanks for coming to our West Michigan, knowing that, again, we're all in this Michigan together. Let's spread the word that pizza is a good thing, especially when it comes to Buddy's. Thanks, Matt, for your time. Take care.
Shelley, thank you so much.